Welcome to CryptoCast by Gunnar Cook, the leading industry podcast that brings together expert guests to discuss hot topics and useful advice for blockchain and crypto asset businesses. I am James Burney, and thank you for joining me today. Hello, and welcome to another episode of CryptoCast. I am James Burney, a partner within the Gunnar Cook FinTech Financial Services team, and today I'm delighted that we've got a special episode with Yakub Zamenhof, who's the director in the FinTech division of the Astana Financial Services Authority. Hi, Yakub. It's great to have you on.
Hi, James. Pleasure to be on your podcast.
So just in terms of setting the scene for people who aren't quite, haven't come across Kazakhstan yet, can you give us sort of a bit of a background as to the history of the Web3 industry in Kazakhstan and why Kazakhstan has been, is kind of up front of people's minds when they do think of Web3 for that region?
Sure, of course. So it all started with the mining industry back when China banned almost all mining activity. There, a lot of miners moved to Kazakhstan because there was a favorable regime for digital asset miners. And also electricity at that time was very cheap. So they settled there, they started mining, and the mining industry grew very fast in Kazakhstan. At some point, Kazakhstan was, I think, top three mining countries in the world. And then when you have mining, naturally the trading infrastructure also starting to appear. And then that's when AFC came in handy, because in mainland Kazakhstan, it's an interesting story. In mainland Kazakhstan, transactions with digital assets are prohibited, with the only exception being in the AIFC territory. If you are a licensed digital asset service provider, you can offer these services to basically both residents and non-residents of Republic of Kazakhstan. So in 2015, the government enacted a statute on the AIFC, which created a special jurisdiction within the Astana city. Most of the left bank and just a smidge on the right bank, a total of 1,600 hectares. It's a special jurisdiction with the which operates based on the common law principles and has its own regulatory regime. And this regulatory regime also covers digital assets, as I said before. That's where AFC and digital asset industry in particular started to grow in even faster. Right now, we have a lot of big players in the AFC license here, also testing some products. We released a lot of papers on digital asset regulation, such as digital asset activities rulebook, stablecoin regulation, and also a variety of guidance and notices under the FinTech Lab. So all of this created a good foundation for the Web3 industry in Kazakhstan. And now we're sort of looking into seeing more, looking for the expansion. Time will tell whether we are successful or not, but I think we are on the right path.
That's very interesting. Delighted to hear about how things are kind of growing in Kazakhstan and opportunities arising. Is there kind of a particular time of fintech and Web3 business which you'll see moving to Kazakhstan? Is it kind of mainly the miners and the staking providers who are in Kazakhstan, or is it kind of a more broader than that, with a variety of firms now operating in the region?
I think it's a mixture of miners, a mixture of digital asset exchanges, And also, we recently started to see an uptick in applications for digital asset brokerage services and custodians. In terms of geography, they're coming from a lot of countries. And also, we like to see also startups from Kazakhstan doing things in the AFC. So I would say it's a mixture. And majority of them are startups, except, of course, again, big names that we have in our jurisdiction are all startups, and they're all learning to sort of live under the regulation, but also they provide to us, they provide interesting experience as regulators, because we've been testing these services in the sandbox, and it's been going on for years now. So our regulatory regime is a sort of combination of the regulatory experience that we have gained through the sandbox, and also a feedback that we receive from the market while they're testing their services there.
And seeing how we're talking about other countries moving into Kazakhstan, just for those people who've never really dealt with Kazakhstan before, can you give a kind of an overview of kind of the approach Kazakhstan takes towards foreign businesses looking to move into the region? Is it something which is kind of well polished and is sort of easy to set up in, or how is the best way of approaching sort of moving into Kazakhstan?
Well, actually, it's very easy. AFC was created specifically for this purpose of easily set up a foreign business in Kazakhstan. And again, AFC operates based on the common law principles, which are understandable for the foreign investors. We have a court, independent court, that comprises, the judges are all from the from the foreign jurisdictions, and the chair of the court is Lord Burnett. So we also have a variety of different organizations helping companies set up here. One of the most famous one is Kazakh Invest. I think they're doing outreaches externally. They also do this in country, helping companies to navigate through any questions that they might have as related to the setup. And then I think in general, the government is very open to foreign investment. Recent examples of some companies domiciling to Kazakhstan are very, very good examples. For example, Polymetal recently moved to the AFC jurisdiction, and we expect we have some other redomiciliations in the pipeline. So, I think the government is proactively trying to attract foreign investment, and I think they're doing very well. So we're just a part of a bigger machine that is working towards making foreign investments safe here.
And it's very interesting to talk about being part of the bigger machine, because I think one of the issues we see time and time again is the issue around things like infrastructure. And in the UK, one of the big issues we're seeing at the moment is the ability for people to get access to the traditional banking and payment system in the UK, which has been a bit of an issue for people within the industry. Just out of curiosity, how's the infrastructure built in Kazakhstan? Can you get access to banking and payments relatively simply if you're a Web3 business, or has it got kind of issues in terms of banks not being prepared to support the industry?
Yeah, sure. I think we also had a very good example. We set a very good example, at least for the region, on access to banking services for Web3 businesses. We at some point in 20, I think it was 2021, we have identified that a lot of businesses, Web3 businesses, smaller Web3 businesses, not specifically, for example, regulated in the AIFC, they are using bank accounts without banks actually knowing it. But also when we look at the regulated businesses, they were struggling to open bank accounts with commercial banks in Kazakhstan, so we decided to take action. We decided to team up with the national regulators because we, as a jurisdiction, do not regulate mainland commercial banks, and that's where a lot of action in terms of fiat settlement was happening. So we teamed up with national regulators, and for listeners, there are three financial regulators in Kazakhstan. One is the National Bank, which is the monetary authority and macroprudential regulator. And then we have a conduct regulator in the face of Agency for Financial Regulation. And also us, Standard Financial Service Authority, we are an independent regulator of financial service in the AIFC. So we decided to team up with them to craft a pilot project on access of Web3 businesses to commercial banks in Kazakhstan. It was actually focused on digital asset exchanges first, and then we later moved to other service providers. But that was much, much later. It was almost 2 years later that we adopted full-scale regulation. So with pilot project, it was something new, both for us and both for the national regulators. We worked very hard on making sure that everyone is happy with terms of the project. And we succeeded in launched the project in 2022. It was, I think, Astana Finance Days 2022 in summer. We launched it at the start. There was just a couple of exchanges and a handful of banks. But when the project finished a year and a half later, we already had six exchanges participating and eight commercial banks in Kazakhstan also involved in the project. So all of this experience allowed us then to renegotiate terms of the project, and we converted this pilot project into a full-scale regime. So previously, when I say pilot project, it was sort of a testing environment. So now it's a more of a full-scale regime. Banks and exchanges or service providers don't have to test anything. They can just approach banks, refer to these rules that we agreed together with National Bank and Agency for Financial Regulation, and just open bank accounts. That's very simple. The other question is on the technology side, and that's where we are still, working together with the banks and working together with the exchanges. Sometimes we see that technological resources do not match. So banks might have some outdated systems, or they're just incompatible with the exchanges or service provider systems. So those are the questions that we are still sort of working on. But I think it will eventually settle, and it will be a very, very smooth experience.
That's very interesting, and actually professionally comprehensive as a kind of overview. Just in terms of, because I mean, we've of course been focused on the present, but in terms of moving forward, so we're very aware that there's been a new crypto asset regulatory regime coming into force in Kazakhstan. and a lot of work's gone into that. What do you see as the particular areas of regulatory focus in Kazakhstan, kind of both now and moving forwards in the near future?
In terms of digital assets, I would say we started with spot trading only. So there were exchanges and they were offering spot trading services to their clients. And now we are looking into expanding the list of services that the service providers can provide to their clients. That would include peer-to-peer trading services, margin trading services, derivatives, staking, OTC, perhaps some AI or products containing some part of AI, such as automated portfolio management and such. And we just released a notice for FinTech Lab participants, inviting them all to test these services. And this notice is not only aimed at existing FinTech Lab participants. I would say it's sort of a larger market call. So whoever wishes to do it in a regulated manner in a Central Asian jurisdiction, which also offers access to banks, I think it's a good opportunity to do it right now. And not only because the regulation is in place and also the banks are there to support the industry, but I think it's also important that the government is very supportive of that initiative. I think that will be the focus of our of at least this year, and then we're looking into having a full-scale regime for those products. So if we put it in a simpler perspective, we focus on the platform regulation, and now we're more focused on the product regulation. Right. So I think product regulation would be in the top of our agenda for at least this year.
That's brilliant to hear. And lastly, just for those who are looking at Kazakhstan, do you have kind of any tips or tricks for those who are looking at Kazakhstan? Effectively, you know, what's the best way to go about looking at Kazakhstan as a jurisdiction and working up as the right jurisdiction for a new business?
It might become very cold here, but other than that, I think there is a big community already forming in Kazakhstan in Web3 space. So I would encourage anyone who is interested into arriving to the jurisdiction, maybe attend a couple of events firstly, and then maybe talk to people that are already here and already in this industry. We have a couple of associations, nonprofits that are representing the industry. Maybe also talk to the industry representatives and get a grasp of what is happening at the moment in Kazakhstan. And another thing that I want to put a very big stress on too is the read our regulations, because a lot of people who are coming to Kazakhstan and wishing to set up a business here, sometimes we see that they simply haven't read it. We put all of our regulations online. They're publicly available, and they're available in plain English. So we would very much appreciate people applying or setting up a meeting with us to at least have a grasp of what is our regulation, what products do we regulate, what platforms do we regulate, what are the difference between full scale regime and also FinTech Lab, which is a testing environment. So yeah, I think those are the most important things. And I think in terms of logistics, we have two big cities that are very, very well connected. It's Almaty and Astana. And we are located in Astana city, but also a lot of people in payments and fintech, they also live in Almaty. So apart from Almaty being a very, very beautiful city, very, very green, I think any person coming to Kazakhstan should visit both of these cities to feel the difference.
That's very helpful. Thank you. I'm afraid that's what we've got time for. Thank you very much for coming on. That's been fascinating. If anyone listening would like to reach out, Jakob's email is ya.ya.zamanov@afsa.kz. Jakob, thank you for coming on. It's been fantastic.
Thank you, James.
Thank you for listening to our latest podcast. Gunnercook has a market-leading blockchain, crypto assets and DeFi team, providing legal advice across the whole of the blockchain ecosystem. Our members have been heavily involved in helping shape the legal and regulatory framework for blockchain and crypto assets from the start, meaning that we have an intuitive understanding of our clients' needs and can provide focused, pragmatic advice at predictable cost. For more information, please visit our website. Thank you again.